This is the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 5, Productive Social Media.
Aloha, and welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, e komo mai. Hello and welcome, escape artists, to the fifth episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. I am your host, Erica Duran, coming to you live from the beautiful Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort in Hawaii, a 62-acre oceanfront paradise on the Big Island, playful dolphins included. Mahalo for their hosting and sponsoring this podcast launch. Well, today on the island was a full work day. We filmed at various locations for the YouTube channel coming soon and for some other exciting projects, so stay tuned. The original art collection at this hotel is truly breathtaking, with over 1,800 authentic treasures from places like Thailand, China, Japan, and many more. I was able to have some lively conversations with the beautiful macaws and cockatiels around the resort, specifically Patricia, who is quite feisty, and Butterscotch, who has been at the resort for over 10 years. Butterscotch even has his own Facebook page and Instagram, so I'll for sure be linking that in the show notes so you can show some love for Butterscotch too. If you'd like to book the same luxury Makai experience that I'm having, call 1-800-HILTONS or go to their online reservations at hiltonwaikoloavillage.com and say you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. I would also like to send a great big mahalo to Alamo Rental Car at Kona for providing this amazing transportation. You know, a lot of people have been asking me what Makai means. It is spelled M-A-K-A-I, and it means towards the sea. Most of the rooms in the Makai luxury experience are facing toward the sea, and there are several other upgrades like plush bathrobes, priority seating at the restaurant, spa, and luau, and the best lounge chairs at the Kona pool reserved, and much more for those on the Makai experience. Well, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't normally put the words productive and social media in the same sentence. Most of the time, I hear complaints from clients trying to overcome browser blackout. You know, when you just want to look one thing on the internet for something you're working on, and then 4 hours later, you shriek out what time it is, that you have no idea where all those hours went. Being a productivity expert, though, I didn't jump into social media right away when it started emerging online. I really didn't have any social media presence at all until about 2012. Social media is a double-edged sword. We must be on there to market our business and network with others, especially if you are a location-independent worker like I am. Over the years, though, social media has become extremely important to me and at this time brings in about 80% of my clients and prospects. Also, social media is where my relationships usually start with my sponsors and how I got the opportunity to broadcast live from Hawaii. It has even helped me so many times when I have a customer service issue with vendors. There is no getting away from social media these days. It is like not having a yellow page ad in the years past. Back then, if your business didn't have a presence in the yellow pages, people might look a little skeptical at it. The tools have changed, but the credibility hasn't. But of course, more often than not, it can often lead to wasting a lot of time. So in this episode, I'll share some strategies that you can use to avoid browser blackout when marketing on social media. I'll share some of the tools and apps you can use to batch. Remember batching from the first episode? Systematize and pre-schedule your posts. And I'll go over the most common Q&As I get in regards to social media marketing and networking. As in every episode, all the links, resources, transcripts, and information will be on my website at ericaduran.co/5, for this is number 5. There is an action sheet there as well that goes along with this episode to help you put what we learned today into action right away. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. Okay, so social media has been around for a while now, but there still seems to be some mystery about it for a lot of people. And, you know, it's no wonder. Many social media so-called experts and gurus have conflicting opinions and strategies. So what I'm sharing today is remember my opinions and what has worked and not worked for me. My strategies and routines might not be the absolute best way to overcome or conquer the algorithms of the social media platforms, but my goal is to get the most out of social media while spending the least amount of time and hours at my computer. So it isn't perfect in a sense of marketing or optimizing, but it gets done, I get good results for what I'm using social media for, and then I get on with my life. Like I said in the intro, the words productive and social media are hardly used together. So let's dive into some tips and strategies to avoid what I call browser blackout. You know, those hours that just seem to disappear from your life when you're on the web or on social media. It all comes down to your goals and what you are using social media for, defining it. Is your audience or market even on a certain platform? For example, are you selling video games to, let's say, 12-year-old boys? Then you probably don't need to spend any time on Pinterest. Your market is just not there. Don't waste your time. Spend a little time up front defining your market and researching the different platforms' statistics, demographics, and psychographics before you create all these relationships and campaigns for the wrong market. Now, the only caveat I would say here is that you may want to reserve your profile name on each platform, even if you're not going to use it, because you never know how your business or market may change in the future, and you don't want your name to be taken then. You also don't want your competition to have access to your name and reserve it. And remember, almost every social media platform helps with your search engine ranking on Google and other search engines and gives you a valuable link back to your website. So you may want to reserve your name on each platform just for that. Now, keep in mind though that a dusty page or profile on social media is often worse in the eyes of your prospects and customers than having none at all. In other words, if your page or profile looks abandoned, it may hurt you more than not having one at all. So if you're going to be on a platform, choose wisely and stick with it. The next strategy I'd like to share to avoid browser blackout is to do your social media posting sessions in batches. We use very different parts of our brain to create and find things to share on social media than we use when we are engaging, commenting, liking other people's posts. Remember the concept of batching in episode 2 of this show? You want to batch similar like tasks together. So for social media, it is much more productive and saves so much time to have a 30-minute to a couple-hour session once a month, depending on how much you want to post. For example, at the time of this recording, I post between 4 to 6 times a day almost on all the platforms, but I do it all in 1 3-hour session per month, one focused session of about 3 hours that I crank out all those posts. Get all your posts scheduled and pre-scheduled, and remember, you can always pop in and add posts to something that is time relevant or something's happening right now and you want to share that photo or message with your audience. Then what you can do is pop in each platform organically to comment and like things and engage with your followers and friends. So if you're using a tool for the posting side, I recommend that you engage organically instead of using the tools that let you have one dashboard. It is said that using the posting tools could lower your chances of your post being seen, but I've probably said before in another podcast, I rather use the tool and have that risk rather than not doing it at all, because I wouldn't probably do it at all if I didn't have it. So then, like I said, you could pop in each platform organically to comment and like things and engage your followers and friends. And this works great if you're using a scheduling tool like Buffer or Hootsuite, because although you are pre-scheduling your posts, the engagement is still on each platform organically. All your posts get out in this one big, very focused posting frenzy session. So therefore, during this session, you are not distracted by other people's posts. That is what really slows you down when you post something and then go poking around on other people's pages. Get all yours up and scheduled, and then go engage and connect with others. It's such a relief at the end of that session to know that I don't really have to think about it for another 30 days or so, unless something naturally happens that I want to share. Then what I do is you can designate one platform a day or a week to do the engagement part. So for example, Tuesday could always have time set aside for Google Plus and LinkedIn. And then on Friday, you could spend time on Facebook and Twitter. You may think that just popping in one or two days a week for 20 minutes for each platform would not be good for engagement. But, well, remember, this is just what I've found over the last 5 years or so being on social media. And what I found is that people read your posts when they are ready to read them. There are, of course, better times to catch the most people online or apps that tell you when the majority of your followers are online. But for the most part, if you think about it, you know, or look what you do, you probably log in and read your feed until you get to the part where you left off previously. Or the other type of person I've seen is they only read what's current anyway. So there's kind of two types of social media users out there. And either way, they're going to read and search when and what they want, not really when you're posting. Now, if social media is your full-time job, and it's the only thing you do, that those engagement times and how many people are online when might be a little bit more important for you. But for the most part, for most people, just having the top of mind and having those posts out there is, you know, enough to get your message out there consistently. When you have a regular schedule for your marketing actions, you are less likely to miss it or procrastinate on it, which keeps you having a steady flow of customers coming your way. So you avoid the feast or famine cycle in your business when you have a schedule and a strategy behind this. Another thing you can do to avoid browser blackout is to set a timer, both for your posting session and your engagement session. That ticking down of a timer somehow kicks your focus up and action into high gear. And you don't have to worry about browser blackout or losing 3 hours on social media. For example, you could set a timer for 30 minutes to engage on each platform per week. And you can set one for 1.5 hours for your own posting session. See how many posts you can get out in 1.5 hours or scheduled. The third thing you can do to avoid browser blackout is to use a tool like Freedom, Stay Focused, Antisocial, or Concentrate. These are all tools that temporarily block websites that can distract you from your work. And some of these provide sounds or tools to increase your concentration and focus. I even saw a site that has ambient noise recordings, like a bustling coffee shop. For some people, work better with that noise, but in the background. But the real thing, a real coffee shop, might be a little bit too distracting. So there's a lot of tools and apps out there that have these ambient sounds that you can use. And of course, I'll link all these tools that I found in the show notes. There are also several extensions that you can load to Safari and Google Chrome and other browsers that clean up your social media platform so you only see what you want. So, for example, I use an extension that blocks all the Facebook clutter like chat and ads, and it only leaves me with the timelines to look at. The fourth thing I'm going to mention here about how to avoid browser blackout is actually for your smartphone. The social media apps on the smartphone is a good and bad thing. Good because when you are really waiting in line at a doctor's or in line or at a doctor's office, you can get some work done with that little fringe amount of time. But often, more often than not, those social media apps on your phone are distracting you when you could be doing something even more productive. If you find yourself getting too distracted or missing out on the live moments with your friends and loved ones because you are playing with your phone, you may want to try to delete those apps off your phone. Or if you don't want to delete them completely, because you do get some work done from time to time, or when you're out and about or traveling, you could just move them to the second screen of your phone. I actually didn't delete mine, but I moved them to the second screen, so they're not on my home screen. And just moving this visual cue prevented me from checking it too much. Of course, you probably know what else I'm going to say, and that is to turn off all notifications in regard to social media. The badges, the audible noises, the emails, you don't need any of that distracting you. All of your messages will be waiting for you when you are ready for them. There is no need to jump like Pavlov's dog at each bell. So next we're going to move on to tools that you can use to get the most out of the time you spend on social media. Remember, these tools do not necessarily help with your rankings and visibility on social media, but they save you time and increase your productivity when posting. Like I've said before, I wouldn't do the amount of posting at all if I had to do it manually. So that would hurt my visibility and ranking even more than trying to crack some algorithm. I think that consistently posting keeps you top of mind with your human followers, and that is more important to me. So next we're going to move on to the tools that you can use to get the most out of the time you spend on social media. Remember, these tools do not necessarily help your rankings and visibility, but they save you time and increase your productivity when posting. Like I've said before, I wouldn't do the amount of posting at all if I had to do it manually. So that would hurt my visibility and ranking even more than trying to crack the algorithms. I think that consistently posting keeps you top of mind with your human followers, and that is more important to me. There are many tools out there to schedule ahead of time and manage your conversations in one dashboard, so I'll just go over a few that I've used the most here. Hootsuite and Buffer are the two tools that I've used the most, but I've been using Buffer a lot more lately, and I'll tell you why. Hootsuite does everything, all the pre-scheduling, along with an entire dashboard with all the feeds and communication in one place, one browser window. So picture that, one browser window, one password to all your social media life. But lately, I've been feeling that their user interface is just way too cluttered. And remember that I engage organically on each platform, so I don't really need all that clutter in my Hootsuite dashboard these days. I used to post a lot more often. Now it seems that myself and a lot of other people are doing posting less but better quality. More thought goes into each post and it's more strategic. When social media was first starting, the one with the most posts kind of won. But things are changing and people are tired of all the noise and are looking to connect more. Hootsuite also seems to grab the wrong photo when you post a link many times, and many of my clients get so upset when this happens. For some reason, it'll pull the most random, unrelated photo from your webpage than the one that's connected to the topic that you're posting about. I've coached and taught and screen shared with many people on how to exactly use Hootsuite, and I'll tell you, 100% of the time they get confused. even though scheduling a post through Hootsuite is much like sending an email. For some reason, Hootsuite just confuses them, so I'm guessing it is the cluttered user interface. Now, Hootsuite does let you post the same post over and over on an auto schedule, which is nice for things like your free opt-in offer. Now, with Buffer, you can't comment or like from their dashboard, and you can't at this time auto schedule the same offer to go out multiple times. But Buffer just works better for how I work now. It has a simple, clean user interface, and they are always adding more new features. What I like about Buffer is that it does have a scheduling feature that, for the way I work, it seems to take less work. You can set your schedule up for all different platforms, and the schedule will repeat, which I like. Not the message, but the posting schedule. So, for example, on Facebook, you could have a post go out at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and then 7 p.m. each day. You can also schedule the exact time and date if you are doing a post for an event or a launch of a product. But for the most part, I like that the schedule stays consistent and I don't have to think about it. When I was using Hootsuite, it was every single post I had to think about what time it went out. And I know you can auto-schedule it there too, but it just seems easier in Buffer. Buffer also has a really cool feature in that it learns the topics and things that you like to post, and then it starts making suggestions of articles, quotes, links, and other things for you to share. This feature seems to get better over time the longer you use it. So remember, you don't have to come up with all the content yourself that's relevant to your topic or spend a lot of time searching the internet for content to share. It's just all there for you. For the most part, I haven't had a problem on Buffer of grabbing the wrong photo to share on the posts. And they also, for some reason, the pictures show up better on Twitter. It doesn't just put the link, it puts the actual photo, which is, I like, it's better on Twitter. You don't want people to have to click something. You want them to just be able to see it. Rumor has it that Buffer may be adding Pinterest soon, and I really hope someday they offer Instagram too. I do like having all the platforms in one place, and I don't like having to use two other tools for these unrepresented platforms. There is a program called Latergram for pre-scheduling Instagram posts, but it doesn't actually post them for you. It organizes and pre-sets them up, but then you get a notification to remind you to hit the post button. So it helps a little bit, but it's not, you know, as easy as using the other tools. There is also a program called Correlate for Instagram and Pinterest, but like I said, I'd rather have it all in one place like Buffer, so I hope they add those features soon. Now, the next thing I'd like to talk about in regards to getting the most out of your social media efforts for the time you spend on it is in the evolving that's happening with influencers. And I have a special tool that I created for you so you can be even more organized and productive in using this concept in your own outreach. You can go to ericaduran.co/5 to download your free influencer tool. This would be good for things like joint venture partnerships, or getting recommendations or reviews for a book you've written, you know, those quotes on the back cover. It can be used to get sponsors for a podcast or your YouTube channel, or getting someone at the top of your industry or topic to share a post you've written or a new product that you've created with their audience, and, you know, a lot more. I believe the future of social media and the internet as a whole is moving towards true influencers. There is so much noise out there now, and people are getting so tired of it. They are getting tired of hundreds of posts from someone just for the sake of posting, and the posts don't really have any value or meaning. people don't just want information anymore. There is plenty of information out there, good and bad. People are moving towards wanting correct information from a certain person or personality. The true influencers are going to rise to the top of the search engines and social media, and the noise and self-proclaimed gurus and misinformation will be buried in later pages. There is a lot of data to track if you want to be professional, productive, and not let anything slip through the cracks when targeting influencers. So that is why I created the free downloadable tool for you. So how can you identify these influencers to make sure they are the real deal before you work with them? Well, you could take a look at how often their posts are being shared or liked or retweeted or commented on. Are they using hashtags or using keywords that you use? How many followers do they have? I would take a look at how many followers they have, but that wouldn't be my only metric I would look at, because that number can be skewed a little bit. And you can also take a look if have they been published online or traditionally published or in magazines, things like that. When approaching influencers, you'll want to build slowly and not look like a stalker. Yet you want to have many touches and points of engagement, or somehow stay top of mind with them. Then you'll want to keep track of all your pitches to them and the frequency that you're making them. After the pitch, you'll want to nurture that relationship and keep following up. So you can see there's a lot of data to keep track of. That's why I'm providing the tool. Working and engaging with just one good influencer can change your life and business forever. So you'll want to take special care and be professional and impressive when you follow up with them. So I'd love for you to try out this tool and then contact me on email or social media, or even in the comments to this episode at ericaduran.co/5. To tell me how it's going with your engagement and with influencers in your topic or industry, and tell me about all your successes. Now, next, we're going to go over the most frequently asked questions I get from my clients and in regards to social media and networking online. But first, a word from our incredible sponsor that made this broadcast possible. Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, 8 world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Aloha, escape artists. We are having an exciting contest to launch this podcast. If you want to enter, go ahead and subscribe to Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio in iTunes and then leave us a review. Once a month, a lucky listener will win a Kona bag from that list of reviews. Kona bags are the best mini backpack travel purse, and if you want to learn more or see them for yourself, you can go to my website at ericaduran.co and click the shop tab. So again, to enter the contest to win a Kona bag, all you have to do is subscribe in iTunes and leave us a positive review. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Okay, we're back and going into this wiki round, essentially our lightning round here. I'd just like to go over the most frequently asked questions I get in regards to being productive with social media and networking online and getting the results for the efforts that you put in. Remember, this is just from my experience and my opinions. So here we go. Question number one, what is the best time to post? I would say the best time to post is when you're actually going to get it done, when you're actually going to do it. There's a lot of tools out there that can tell you when your followers are going to most likely be online. And that's great, I think, if you're doing a launch or a time-sensitive event or something like that. But for your normal day-to-day postings, I think when you're going to get it actually done is the best time to post. And remember, there's scheduling tools out there that you can use, so you can do it at the time that's best for you, and the post can go out when it's best for your audience. Question number two, how often should I post? Well, this is kind of along the same lines. Consistency, I think, is going to win over the actual number. So don't commit to posting 8 times a day if that's too difficult for you. I'd rather have you post 1 or 2 times a day or even a week if that was the consistency. Question number three, should I post organic or use a posting tool? Well, posting and commenting and engaging organically is always on each platform is always going to win over using some sort of tool. But like I said before, if I didn't have the posting tools, I wouldn't hardly do any posting at all. So if you want to get the best of both worlds, I would post in a focused batch session for a specific amount of time. So do all your posting for 1 week or 1 month or 1 quarter in one sitting with the scheduling tool. And then pop in organically to comment and like and share and engage. Question number four, should I post the same message or photo to all platforms? I think it's okay. I post the same things to different platforms, but I do it at different times. So if I have a photo going out on Facebook at 9 a.m., it's not going to go out on Twitter till, you know, a later time. I would just keep in mind with this question here that just be mindful of what you're putting on each platform. So I think it's fine to post more personal things, even if it's your business page. It's fine to post, you know, a picture of your dog or your family or what have you on your business page on Facebook or Twitter. But, you know, I kind of shy away from that stuff on LinkedIn. I don't put as much of that personal stuff on LinkedIn. And sometimes I do. I just say, screw it. And, you know, if they don't like it, they can unfriend me. But for the most part, just be mindful of what you're posting and make sure that it's appropriate for every platform. Question number five. So do I really have to be on Google Plus? Well, Google Plus, a lot of people haven't embraced it, but I would do it just for the sake that it helps your actual website, your search engine rankings on your actual website. Because, I mean, think about it. Google owns Google Plus. So you want to play their game, basically. Question number 6, what platforms are best? Well, this changes all the time. I think Twitter's even outpacing Facebook right now, and Instagram is emerging so quickly. So here you really have to think about what type of business you have. Is it more visual, or is it more of a content-based kind of business? What types of things are you posting? Are you posting photos, or are you posting quotes, things like that? So you also want to think here, what platforms do you enjoy? Because it doesn't necessarily matter which ones are necessarily best. It matters, you know, which one you enjoy using and what you're going to use, going to consistently use. Again, consistency is the game here. So question number 7 is, I'm stuck. I don't know what to say or post. And I have a lot of suggestions for this question. So it's not much of a lightning round, but it goes into a little bit more depth here. So I would say first think in terms of themes. It's always easier to think in terms of themes when you're kind of stuck and can't come up with something. So I'm using an example of a wedding. You can't really set the tone of the dress and the invitations and the venue until you have, you know, a basic theme for the wedding. You know, is it going to be seaside or, you know, country, something like that. Well, the same goes for whether you have to write something and you're stuck, or you're stuck about what to post on social media. Think in terms of themes. So do you want to have a Beauty Monday if you're a beauty consultant, or Lipstick Tuesday or something like that? When you think in terms of themes, it just gets easier to come up with the supporting posts. If you don't know what to post, you can set Google alerts for your topics and interests, so you get a constant flow of related things to share. While you're at it, I'd suggest that you set a Google alert for your name and your business name and anything like that, just to keep an eye on it, to make sure you know what's being said online about your business. You could set a Google alert for any kind of topic, and you'll get constant flow of things to share. And remember, you don't have to come up with everything on your own. You can share other things and be the curator. You can also think about common questions you get in your business and share the answers and tips related to them. If you can't think of anything to write, just think about the common questions you get. You can share things from your own life. People want to know you. Big corporations hire celebrities and personalities, or they have little characters to represent them because they are relatable. So you are too. So share, but don't overshare. Remember, there's a difference between personal and private. So you want to trickle out little things about the real you. Post your free opt-in offer regularly to build your list and provide a free gift of value. So that gives you, you know, a few posts a week are probably going to revolve around your free offer. Another thing you can do is share actual news in your industry or news from your own business. Did you just get an article published? Did you hire a new virtual assistant? Did you get a new joint venture partner? Share actual news, or share news about the industry as a whole. You can, of course, share about your promotions and launches and events, so that could fill up a lot of your posts each week. You can have posts about holidays or reminders about things that are happening in life anyway. So like daylight savings times or tax season, things that are going on in life anyway. The thing to remember with having to come up with fresh content all the time and make it productive is that you most likely won't come up with clever things to post and share sitting at your desk. You may be walking or driving or in the shower or shopping and think of great ideas to post. Therefore, to stay productive, you'll need a place to capture these great ideas. So when you sit down for your posting frenzy session once a month, you'll have plenty of content to share. Whatever you use to capture ideas, I think they should be separate from your other notes. You can keep a tab in your planner or a small notebook or even a notebook in Evernote or some other app just for these ideas, so they're all in one place. Or if you're going to go ahead and use Buffer, it's great because their iPhone app just lets you constantly add things to your Buffer. And then they go out according to the regular posting schedule that you set up. This is so you don't overwhelm your feed all at once, but it's spread out. So the Buffer app for iPhone, I'm sure it's on Android too, is really good for that, for capturing those ideas when you're out and about. Because that's when the ideas are going to come to you. It's not going to come to you when you're sitting at a blank screen for the most part. Well, I hope that this gave you another perspective on social media and how it can be a productive form of marketing and networking for your business. If you use the right tools and strategies, avoid browser blackout, and keep track of the interaction with your influencers in your industry. Don't forget to download that free tool at ericaduran.co/5. I also hope that I answered some of the frequently asked questions for you, in my opinion. If you are new or just getting started on social media marketing, if you have additional questions that I didn't cover, I'd love to answer them for you. You can email me through my website, or on the site, there is a voicemail button, if you've ever noticed, on every single page in the right margin of every page. Just click that and you can leave your question or any other comment or voicemail right from that button. So there you have it for this episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. I shared some of the strategies that you can use to avoid browser blackout when marketing on social media. I shared some of the tools and apps you can use to batch. Remember, we want to batch like tasks together to avoid task switching and to get into a productive workflow. So systemize and pre-schedule your posts with these tools. And I covered the most common Q&As I get with regards to social media marketing and networking. As always, mahalo nui loa to Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort for hosting and sponsoring this show. To have the same Makai luxury experience as I'm currently enjoying, ask reservations for the Makai experience at HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And please be sure to let them know that you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show. A great big mahalo to Alamo Rental Car in Kona for the amazing surprise of letting me borrow this awesome Camaro. Remember, you can always get all the resources and links to what was discussed in the show at ericaduran.co under the radio podcast tab. This episode's notes and links and free download are at ericaduran.co/5. And let's make this a two-way conversation, so please comment at the end of each post there. I'd love to connect with you. While you are there, be sure to subscribe to get your free gifts and go ahead and connect with me on social media. And if you like this episode, I invite you to share it with your friends, and even better, leave a positive review on iTunes. We may read yours on the air. Mahalo a hui ho. Thank you until we meet again. Sending you much aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.